This is Live in Studio C from 91 Classical Nashville Public Radio. I'm Nina Cardona, sitting in for Will Griffin. And in with us today, I'm pleased to say we have one of Nashville's newest chamber music ensembles, the Eight Voices of Vocal Arts Nashville, directed by Matthew Phelps. We'll hear them directed from the piano in our first piece, and we'll get right into it. Music, there's two really great settings, actually, of this poem from a Knoxville and Sewanee native, James Agee. You may be familiar with the song by Samuel Barber. This is the choral arrangement by Morten Lauridsen, Shore on This Shining Night.
Must watch for me this side the ground on this shining night. This shining night.
Thank you.
Morten Lauritsen's Sure on This Shining Night, performed by Vocal Arts Nashville, live in Studio C. Well, Matthew Phelps, I understand you've got a big goal for this ensemble as relates to the motets of Johann Sebastian Bach. And tell me a little bit about your goal of singing a large chunk of his output.
Sure. As we were talking about starting this group and trying to figure out a way to make kind of a splash, kind of a statement for our first season, and also dealing with the budget limitations of not having, you know, a donor base necessarily to get lots of instruments or to do a big project that involved multiple different organizations and people, just trying to think of a project that would really give us a purpose in this first season that I knew we could do with the singers that we had on hand, the Bach motets just came to mind immediately. They are just six of some of the finest pieces of choral music written, and they pair well with things. And so in our first concert, we did Lobet den Herrn, we did Komm Jesu Komm, we did Jesu meine Freude, and we found pieces that we could pair with that, mainly newer contemporary American pieces. For the set that we're doing on March the 4th, we're doing Fürchte dich nicht, we're doing Der Geist hilft and Singet dem Herrn, and we thought, what can we do with that? And the Liebeslieder waltzes came to mind, just as something lighter to counterbalance the motets. But they were really kind of conceived as an idea to give us a purpose for this first season, to offer something to Nashville that we knew would be unique to us and knew that would be something that would show off what we can do and who we are.
And so we'll be hearing more Bach motets at the March 4th performance that you guys are doing at West End United Methodist Church, a Sunday, March 4th. These Bach motets, if you are not a singer, if you've not attempted them, they're not the simplest music.
No, they're not.
To take on one at a time is a nice big challenge, and you're taking on multiples at a time. That's my hat's off to you guys. So let's listen to one of those that you said you did on your first performance, I understand. Lobet den Herrn by Johann Sebastian Bach, a setting of Psalm 117.
Oh,
Lobet den Herrn, music of Johann Sebastian Bach, performed by Vocal Arts Nashville. Just eight voices you were hearing there, live in Studio C. Matthew Phelps has been behind the piano for the first two pieces that they have performed. We've got two more that will be performed a cappella, and he's moving into place now to be able to direct them on those. Matthew, so the next piece you're going to be singing for us is by William Byrd, I understand.
Yeah. The way this group started, we kind of did a soft launch about a year ago. Some of the singers here and I were talking about doing something like this and just looking for a project that we thought would be an interesting way to see if we enjoyed singing together and if we enjoyed working together. And back when I was working on my doctorate degree, I had a professor named Brett Scott who commented it would be kind of a cool idea to do William Byrd underground, because when William Byrd was writing a lot of his music, Latin church music, it was for underground services. If they would have been caught, they would have been arrested, actually, because of the English Reformation. And I thought, very nerd idea, wouldn't that be a cool concert to do a basement performance of Byrd's four-voice mass? And it was one of those ideas I just kind of threw out there, and I was talking to Patrick, and thinking anybody who heard me say that thought, wow, that'd be the nerdiest idea I've ever heard in my life. Patrick is like, that is the coolest idea I've ever heard. And so, you know, a couple weeks later, we were putting together this concert of Byrd's four-voice mass, and we did it in a house in East Nashville, and I gave a little talk about how it would have been done in secret, and how people might have been arrested if they were caught back in the 16th century. And we just enjoyed really working together and singing together. It was just something that really... We all really responded to, is that we all knew that this was a worthwhile project to do, and so the Byrd four voice mass was kind of the first start for that.
So Patrick, I assume, standing right here, one of our singers today. So music, underground music, that we're going to be risky here. We're going to put it out for the whole world here. Live in Studio C, music of William Byrd from his four voice mass. This is the Agnus Dei.
Mm-hmm.
Agnus Dei from William Byrd's four-voice mass performed by Vocal Arts Nashville, live in Studio C. Well, that was music written for underground Catholic services in Reformation England. We heard music for great, huge Lutheran churches in German by Johann Sebastian Bach, a contemporary piece by Morten Lauritsen. And go a little low church now, I think. It might be the way to say what's coming up next.
Well, I should say that one of the things that I love working with a group like this and with any group that I work with, whether it be at West End or wherever else, I love doing multiple varieties of music. I don't want to ever be pigeonholed in anything. And when I was talking to a friend of mine about what to pair with Bach motets, and struggling with a couple different ideas, he said, well, what music are you really passionate about? And I said, well, anybody who knows me knows I'm really passionate about Bruce Springsteen. And he said, do you know how brilliant Bach and the Boss is as far as like a program? Bach and the Boss is brilliant. And I went home and I talked to Colleen, my wife, and I said, we're going to do all Bruce Springsteen. And she said, no, you're not. So, and she was right, as usual. She's right, and she's in the alto section back here behind me. So I split the difference, and we chose one Springsteen tune. And I knew that we didn't want to do a famous Springsteen tune. That would be a little bit too cliche. This is a great tune off of his Devils and Dust album, which is a folk album he did in 2005, called Jesus Was an Only Son. And when Will Griffin came to hear our concert in October, he just walked away with his jaw dropped with this piece. And so he made sure we put it on the program here. And I should say that the arrangement was put together by Patrick Denovan. So it's a great arrangement, and it's just something that we've really enjoyed singing. So.
All right. This may be the first time we've heard Bruce Springsteen live in Studio C. Jesus Was an Only Son.
Distance cannot be reached. Oh, Jesus was an only son, and only son. Jesus was. Jesus kissed his mother's hands, whispered, "Mother, still those tears. Remember the soul of the universe. Will the world and it appear?"
Jesus was an only son. Music of Bruce Springsteen, performed by Vocal Arts Nashville under the direction of Matthew Phelps. Remind us again when your performance is.
Yes, we're going to sing March the 4th, Sunday afternoon, March the 4th at 4:30. It's at West End Methodist Church on West End Avenue around 22nd and 23rd. And it's in the four-story theater, actually. It's on the fourth floor. So we hope people will come join us. It's going to be a great concert. These are great singers, and we just love singing for Nashville.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much
for
performing for us today. Up next week, we'll have more vocal music with members of the Nashville Symphony Chorus here live in Studio C. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation. And thanks to our engineer, Scott Smith, sitting in for Carl Peterson today. I'm Nina Cardona, sitting in for Will Griffin. And we appreciate you for being with us for Middle Tennessee's Classical Music live in Studio C.